It's not Cecilia. It's Judge Chris Taylor. She's running for Supreme Court. We've got her first live interview right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome, 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 Judge Chris Taylor. So excited to have you. How are you doing? Big, exciting day today with the announcement.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Maggie. I'm really excited. I have really, really anticipated this day in announcing my candidacy for the state Supreme Court. And I'm really heartened by all the support that I've received. But really, what this race is about is about the people of Wisconsin and the kind of justice they deserve on the state Supreme Court. You know, someone who puts them first and not the big special interests and the billionaires. It's really government's about the people of the state of Wisconsin, and that's the kind of judge I am, and that's the kind of justice I would be.
I want to ask you, this last race was so contentious, as was the Supreme Court race before it. More money, more mudslinging. It has gotten so fraught. Why in God's green, on God's green earth, would you want to get into this kind of what is some brass-knuckled partisan, seemingly more and more partisan every cycle when we've got Supreme Court justices up for election? Why throw your hat in the ring? Why subject yourself to what will be a very long campaign?
Well, look, Maggie, I have really focused my entire 30-year legal career as an attorney, as a legislator, and as a judge on protecting people's freedoms, protecting people's rights. I want to continue to do that kind of work as a justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. My priority as a judge is that Wisconsinites get access to justice in the fairest, most impartial, most independent way possible. You know, ever since I was a little kid, a little girl, I really saw that the law is a way to improve people's lives. And all I've wanted to ever be was an attorney. And I dreamt of being a judge because I thought you could just do so much good for people. So I'm really committed to that. I really think government needs to work for the people of Wisconsin. The judiciary needs to be about the people of this state. And, you know, I'm excited to do it. I know it's a long road, but I have great faith and confidence in Wisconsinites, and I'm just really heartened by all the support that I've received so far.
I wanted to ask you, as you mentioned, Judge Taylor, you've been a Democratic legislator, you were a lawyer for Planned Parenthood, you also served as their policy director, and I asked now Justice, or soon to be sworn in Justice Crawford, now Judge Crawford, the same question when she was running. How do you assure Wisconsin voters that you can set aside your prior advocacy for a particular organization and set of issues, and as a Democratic legislator, to be an apolitical jurist on the Wisconsin Supreme Court?
Well, Maggie, look, I've been a judge now for 5 years. I've been a circuit court judge, and now I'm on the Court of Appeals, and I understand the difference between a legislator and a judge. As a judge, I look at the law, I apply the law to the facts of the case, and I try to do it in the most fair way possible so people are heard, so people feel like they are getting justice, so people feel like it's a fair process. So that's what I've done for 5 years. It's just a different role. But I have to say, being a legislator is a great, great advantage to me as a judge. I understand the legislative process. A lot about what judges do is interpret the law. We have to know legislative intent. We have to look at statutes very closely. So I really think it makes me a unique candidate in that way. I have looked at the law from so many different angles. As an attorney, I was in private practice the first 6 years of being in my legal career, so I've also been in private practice. And then, as you acknowledge, going over to Planned Parenthood and doing law and policy for them, then in the legislature, being a circuit court judge where people were in front of me every single day. And now at the Court of Appeals, I just have a really unique background and an experience that really has taught me that people are the center of the laws. People are what matters. So every case I decide, I'm always thinking about who's this going to impact, who's this going to affect. And I'm proud of the things I've worked on. I think that the values that I have are reflected and are held throughout the state of Wisconsin. I don't think it's at all unusual to feel that women and families should make their own personal and private health care decisions. I agree with the state Supreme Court's decision that we had unfair maps that discounted people's votes. These are values that I hold very, very, very dear to me. But I have shown how independent I can be. I was independent in the legislature. I worked with Democrats, Republicans. I didn't always agree with everything, but I'll tell you, I have always been committed to working out problems, to reaching across to other people who may not see things exactly how I do, and coming up with solutions to people's problems. And that's what government really should be. Certainly, that's what the judiciary should be. That's what we do every single day.
Folks, that is current sitting Wisconsin Appeals Court Judge Chris Taylor, now newly announced candidate for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. We've got about 30 seconds left, Judge. Why don't you tell the people of Wisconsin, who may be the ones to elect you, something about you that they don't know and can't find on your campaign website, chrisforjustice.com.
Okay, let's see. I love dogs.
She loves dogs. I love dogs too.
I have a black Labrador named Ollie. Who is
a black lab. Judge, we're going to have to get your Ollie and my Finny together. Keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.